Hello. This is Thing An 8. Unit 9. Listening test. Task 1. You will listen to a television show, in which a man shared his story of surviving a natural disaster. Listen and answer the questions with no more than 3 words. You will listen twice. Now listen and answer the questions.
Michael, could you tell us what happened?
Well, it was just a normal evening. My wife and I were cooking dinner, and my kids were watching their favorite cartoon. Suddenly we heard thunders, and within 5 minutes, the rain poured down. The tornado was sweeping through our town.
Wasn't there any weather forecast about this?
Not at all. We got no warning about it. Then the lights went out, everything was in the dark. The whole house was shaking because of the heavy rain and strong winds. We thought that it might collapse, but it was dangerous to go outside, so we had no choice but to take cover under the bed, praying for the best.
How did you feel at that time?
I was terrified. All our windows were smashed. Dust, rocks and tree branches were blown into our house. We couldn't even open our eyes. For a moment, I thought we were going to die. Luckily for us, the bed was made of very hard wood, so we were safe.
Now listen again.
Michael, could you tell us what happened?
Well, it was just a normal evening. My wife and I were cooking dinner, and my kids were watching their favorite cartoon. Suddenly we heard thunders, and within 5 minutes, the rain poured down. The tornado was sweeping through our town.
Wasn't there any weather forecast about this?
Not at all. We got no warning about it. Then the lights went out, everything was in the dark. The whole house was shaking because of the heavy rain and strong winds. We thought that it might collapse, but it was dangerous to go outside, so we had no choice but to take cover under the bed, praying for the best.
How did you feel at that time?
I was terrified. All our windows were smashed. Dust, rocks and tree branches were blown into our house. We couldn't even open our eyes. For a moment, I thought we were going to die. Luckily for us, the bed was made of very hard wood, so we were safe.
That is the end of task 1.
Task 2. Listen to the instructions on what to do in an earthquake. Decide if the statements are true or false. Circle T or F. You will listen twice. Now listen and circle T or F.
There are a number of things you can do to stay safe during an earthquake. If you are indoors, you must stay away from windows, glass, or anything that could fall, such as lightings. Then, take cover by getting under a stable table or something hard and wait until the quake stops. Don't attempt to run outside during the quake because you may get badly injured. If you are outdoors during an earthquake, stay there, move away from buildings, street lights, because they may fall upon you at any time. And if you are in a moving vehicle during an earthquake, stop as quickly as possible and stay in the vehicle. Avoid stopping near trees, buildings, and utility wires. Lastly, if you are trapped under debris, try to cover your mouth with a handkerchief or clothing. Don't keep shouting, don't light a match, or move around for you may kick up dust. You should tap on a pipe or wall so rescuers can locate you.
Now listen again.
There are a number of things you can do to stay safe during an earthquake. If you are indoors, you must stay away from windows, glass, or anything that could fall, such as lightings. Then, take cover by getting under a stable table or something hard and wait until the quake stops. Don't attempt to run outside during the quake, because you may get badly injured. If you are outdoors during an earthquake, stay there, move away from buildings, street lights, because they may fall upon you at any time. And if you are in a moving vehicle during an earthquake, stop as quickly as possible and stay in the vehicle. Avoid stopping near trees, buildings, and utility wires. Lastly, if you are trapped under debris, try to cover your mouth with a handkerchief or clothing. Don't keep shouting, don't light a match, or move around for you may kick up dust. You should tap on a pipe or wall so rescuers can locate you.
That is the end of task 2.